Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks
on this
for having me here.
Snowy day with it's all dark in here and cozy. Yeah. Well, first, thanks for coming on and also happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You just had a birthday.
Yeah, I had a nice mellow weekend.
Yeah, good. Did you get to do anything fun for yourself?
I went and rode the Banzai downhill trail in Snowmass before the snow fell, so that was fun. And then just some time with family.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Nice. Yeah. Well, right on. I've always kind of wanted to have you on my show for many reasons. But for one, you are a member and a supporter of KD&K. Mm-hmm. You're also a donor. You've donated many fabricated, beautiful items for some of the membership drives and fundraisers. And I just feel like it's important to show love to members of our community like that. So thank you for being so supportive of the station.
Of course. Love KD&K.
And so I guess I've noticed a lot of sort of your items, your fabrications have taken on a different message. But before we dive into that, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, Kenichi Woodworking. You have a beautiful family.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I moved to British Columbia in my early 20s. And I lived in BC for about 12 years in Whistler in Vancouver. And I met my wife, Zuleika, when she was going to college there in Vancouver. And we decided to give Colorado a try. So we're here and raising a family. We have a son, Hosa, who's
adorable.
5 years old, adorable, in kindergarten now. And yeah, you know, this is home now. You know, I miss BC a lot, but I don't miss it enough to want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens next
week.
But
I was just telling Dave, I might be a Canadian soon. I don't really know. They might not let me in, though. But we're so happy that you chose Carbondale to call your home.
Yeah, well, Zuleika's family has been here for generations, and it's a beautiful spot, you know. And, yeah, Kenichi Woodworking. Kenichi is my Japanese name. It's a fairly common first name for a firstborn. And we do custom bespoke furniture and cabinetry, specializing in wood and steel fabrication.
Yeah. So and you can see Dave's fabrications all over the valley. You know, I feel like most people know your furniture, your signs for businesses. You've made bike racks, tap handles, custom turntable consoles, bed frames, cabinetry, bamboo masks, and shoes for the Green is the New Black fashion show, mm-hmm. which did not happen this year, obviously. And then, you know, most recently, it seemed like you collaborated on pottery plates with Liz Heller,
mm-hmm.
who's one of your collaborators. So for the Carbondale Clay Center setting show. It sort of seems like you've sort of been doing it all. How has your business evolved?
Well, I am constantly trying to learn and develop my craft and therefore always evolving. And so my business kind of evolves with me. You know, the more I learn, the more different things I can do and the more different things I can offer. And that's really what I love. You know, I love the progression. I love doing different things. I don't want to do the same thing every day, all day. So that's part of the joy I find in what I do, being able to evolve and progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really obvious from someone that's sort of watched your brand. I mean, I've known you for 6 years, I guess now. And it seems ever evolving. And I was looking at your website and your Facebook to sort of prep, and the amount of artists that you've collaborated with is just really amazing. I mean, Chris Erickson is one of them, Brian Colley. Did you ever expect you'd be working along so many different artists?
I love that part of what I do. I mean, it's such a joy to be able to collaborate with different artists that work in different mediums, because, you know, I'm a woodworker, and, you know, I can't paint, or, you know, I can't, you know, do ceramics. So when I collaborate, you know, and make these multimedia products, it's just a whole nother level of craftsmanship and artistry that you can achieve. And it's so awesome to be able to do that.
Is there something that you have collaborated on that sort of surprised you, or you thought like this is going to be really challenging, or, you know, was just so out of the box for you?
You know what? I've been so lucky that the people that I've collaborated with, we just jive and work together and everything seems to flow organically. I've never felt challenged. You know, everybody that I've worked with has been such a joy to work with and really helped me progress my game.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's been no challenges when it comes to like working with other people.
Yeah, and it seems like and many of them are your friends, and it's almost like, I feel like, you know, when you see like Dave Kodama with Chris Erickson, or Chris Erickson with Brian Colley, or, you know, any, it's just like this beautiful marriage that comes together. And I, you know, that's been really exciting to watch from an outsider's perspective. That being said, obviously we're going through a really difficult year, and mm-hmm. independent artists and small businesses are really hurting right now, especially those that, you know, may work for themselves. And some aren't, and some are getting more opportunities. So how has COVID affected you, and has it created opportunities, or?
Yeah. Well, back in March, right before the lockdown happened, I was booked out till June work-wise. And as soon as the initial lockdown happened, it was just, everyone ghosted me. No one was returning my calls. No one was returning my emails. And so the opportunity that came from that was to spend time with my kid, you know, spend time with Hossa. Zuleika was able to keep working. So I got to spend a lot more time with him. And that was such a huge blessing. And it definitely changed the way I saw things. You know, before I'd be like, oh, I can't do that, I gotta work, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. But when, you know, that necessity to, you know, when you have to do take care of your kid because, you know, that's just what needs to be done, then mm-hmm. then you make it work. And then now I'm working less, I'm busier than I ever been now, but I'm purposely trying to work less and spend yeah. more time with Hossa, because that opportunity to spend more time with him made me realize how important it is, and also the fact that I can do that.
You know,
I don't have to be limited by the amount of hours I have to work and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. This seems like such a important moment in time for our kids, especially at the age that they're at, because they will remember these times and the way we chose to react.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, our kids have become friends,
mm-hmm.
And have spent time together during this, just because I think it's so important for the kids to have, you know, connection to each other too. But, having, you know, our kids, my child at work, you know, Hossa may go to work with you, or see the importance of working and still creating during these really dark times, mm-hmm. is really important right now. So it's been great to see you guys out more too.
Yeah.
But also, you know, your relationships with other artists seem to be thriving. And has that been more so because of these times? Are they more meaningful, or you know, what's the collaborations seem to be growing and growing?
Yeah, I think the opportunities just present themselves, and it's just been up to me to seize them. And, you know, a few more people have been reaching out, but I've been definitely reaching out, and it's just been, everything's really been serendipitous. I haven't had to force anything or really pursue anything. It's all kind of come together, which is beautiful.
Yeah. And so, speaking of that, your giving campaign was sort of the first thing I noticed during COVID, which included, you know, I'll let you explain items from businesses, but, you know, tell us about the giving campaign and who were the recipients of that and getting that together.
Yeah, I called them the community care packages, because we're trying to put the unity back in community. It was a tough time. People were depressed, you know, financially strained. There's division, you know, people disagreeing over basic things. And, you know, I wanted to give back to the community, and I knew that it was a hard time to ask for things from people. But when everybody gives a little bit, then we can give a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teamed up with a bunch of local businesses, Osmia Marble Distilling, Ewan Batch, and Thimble Fox, Basalt Hemp Company, Project Shop, Mod Ceramics, and Blue Spruce Roasters. And we just made little care packages from small donated items from each business. And, you know, when you put everything together, it's greater than the sum of its parts, you know. And
right.
so we were able to give that away to members of the community just from by doing a fun draw. And it really, you know, was able to brighten up people's days for sure.
I mean, I saw that in person, honestly, because people were picking items up from Batch, and we had an essential worker pick one up and sort of moved her to tears because she's like,
oh, that's nice.
You know, like, wow, like, I understand I'm working hard, but why do I deserve this? You know, like, and it was a fun moment to see. And all the items in the care packages were just so thoughtful. So, you know, that was the giving campaign was sort of the first thing that happened, but there's been so many things that you've been working on. And obviously we're 1 week from Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. It seems like you've been sort of popping out these little items to sort of make people pay attention. But in the name of art and good causes, we first saw your No Justice, No Peace stickers in the windows of businesses. What was the inspiration to do that?
Well, obviously, after the death of George Floyd and the movement that has always been ongoing, but definitely gained some momentum after that video was released.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a person of color and a visible minority, you know, I've experienced racism, you know, from extreme passive-aggressive not getting served in a restaurant to, you know, kind of backhanded compliments like, oh, you speak English really well, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
Throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also here, I want to say, especially here in small town USA, you know. So, you know, the fight for equality is ongoing. It always has been. And until it is achieved, equality is achieved, it will always be an ongoing fight. And so it was important for me to show that I stood with the oppressed. And I also wanted to give other people that same opportunity to express solidarity. And so I made those stickers free to businesses to put up in their windows. And then I ended up, because so many people asked for them, I ended up making them available for sale. But 100% of the proceeds went to the
Which is so amazing.
Equal Justice Initiative. Yeah,
I mean, you know, that was sort of like my next thing is you work so hard, but, you know, you give so much back. And I think that that is, you know, one of the reasons why you are so adored in the community is that, you know, you're sharing your talents and still giving back. And you know, something about small town USA, it's like we are sort of in this bubble sometimes, and we do need those reminders like, hey, this is going on outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really powerful to see everybody's talents and crafts sort of take on that message. I know some business owners get a little weary of using their brand as a political message. Is that something that you were worried about, or?
You know, it's funny because when I think of equality and social racial justice and women's health rights, and I don't think of them as political issues. I think of them as human rights issues. You know, it's like, do you believe that people of color should be treated equally? Yes. You know, I don't understand why that could possibly become a partisan issue. And I guess because I'm a maker, My brand, my company is an extension of my expression and is an extension of me. So it will always express my solidarity with the marginalized and the oppressed. So I felt no ways about it. I especially didn't even think of it as a political thing, you know. It was always just like a trying to do what's right.
Human decency instead. Which unfortunately in these times does seem to be on one side or the other. But so, you know, we've seen these beautiful laser cut bamboo Ruth Bader Ginsburg stickers that with artwork that Brian Colley created that you have laser cut into these cool stickers. And we have a mutual friend in common, Rebecca Binion, who is the health center manager at Planned Parenthood in Glenwood Springs. Tell us about that collaboration and what are your connections with Planned Parenthood and why was that important to you? You know, today, officially, Justice Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in for her new tenure as the 115th Justice of the Supreme Court following Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So it's nice. I think sometimes we forget to talk to the men about it too, you know, so it's it's nice to see that you are also creating a voice for that.
Well, when Ruth passed, there was a huge movement, a very passionate movement of mobilization and activism that I saw within the community. People wanted to be involved and organize and take action. And Rebecca was one of those people. I remember as soon as the news broke that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed, she wanted to make posters and stickers and T-shirts and spread knowledge and spread awareness. And, you know, it was definitely something that I wanted to help her with and get behind. And, of course, Brian, he's so talented and so clever that piece that he made, it was just, I mean, as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, this is how we can all work together and do this, you know, for Planned Parenthood of the Rockies.
So you can, are they still available? I know you sort of like sold out there for a second.
Yeah, we did sell out there for a second. It's been amazing. We've raised over $1,100 for Planned Parenthood.
That is awesome.
Selling stickers.
Yeah,
you know?
But with stickers,
And they're still available on my Etsy site. It's etsy.com/shop/Kenichi Woodworking.
Perfect.
And again, it's all 100% going to PP. My time, the materials is my donation. And it's for a good cause.
And it's like, it felt so personal when Ruth died, right? I remember having many conversations with our friends, especially Rebecca. And it was like, almost like, you know, like one of your, you know, like your hero, someone that's protected us for so long and had our back. And now we're feeling antsy for sure. Yeah. So that's a great way to support is through supporting, you know, this collaboration with you and Brian and Planned Parenthood. Also, you have the No Justice, No Peace shirts that just came out with Raina Katzenberger, who is a local artist and screen printer. Max Inc. is her business. And so, I mean, it's amazing to me. It's just, it's like, I'm trying to keep up with you, but I can't. So those are still available as well, right? Mm-hmm. On your Etsy site?
No, they're available through her site, which is theprojectshop.org.
Okay, great.
And $10 from the purchase of each of those goes to the Equal Justice Initiative. They're a great nonprofit, 501c3. And their mission statement is they are committed to ending mass incarceration and excessive punishment in the United States, to challenge racial and economic injustice, and protecting basic human rights for the most vulnerable people in American society. And they also provide legal representation to people illegally convicted, unfairly sentenced, and or abused in state jails and prisons.
Wow. Yeah. And Raina has also been busy too with her Vote About It shirts have been going really well. And that's just, it's amazing. Like, you know, she's got the printing press and, you know, you've got the art, and it's like, it's just a beautiful collaboration to watch. So, and I imagine that it will just continue to grow over time. So I guess where will you be on election day, and how will you be feeling?
I'm not sure where I'll be. I know I'll be feeling very anxious.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
I might just go to sleep and wake up and out the next day.
I'll text you.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep if I don't know.
I agree. Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things, no matter what the outcome is, there's so much healing that needs to be done. So much fixing.
Yeah, you know? There is. And that's the beauty of this community, is we have so many people like yourselves and Thimble Fox, Allie O'Neill, and Raina, mm-hmm. and Brian, and everyone that are using their creativity to really, you know, be loud. And that's, it's more than ever. So I'm really thankful that I'm here to talk to you, and that we have this platform, Katie and Kay, to be able to support our local artists that are working so very hard. And lastly, how can people support you, and where can we find Kenichi Woodworking?
My website is kenichiwoodworking.com, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Kenichi Woodworking. And as far as support, I would love to see people supporting the charitable things that I'm doing, because that's you know, aside, like, my bread and butter obviously is making nice things for the wealthy, but
yeah,
these little
live.
Things like the t-shirts and the stickers and stuff like that, they're attainable little things that can do so much for so many more people than just myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, we're really thankful to talk to you today, 1 week before election. And you know, just it's been great to hear more about your business. And I, you know, I feel like I'm pretty hip to what you're doing because we're friends, but also reading about all the things that you have done and the way it's evolved was just was really impressive. And so well done. And we look forward to more of your products and collaborations and fabrications and all the beautiful
Thank
things
you.
That you make.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
Have a wonderful day, and everybody keep their heads on straight for the next week.